WBZ News Radio reporter Jim McKay live in Lewiston, Maine. Jim, good Friday morning. Thanks for being with us live on Good Morning New Hampshire, the Pulse of an H.
Hey, Jack, no problem at all. Thank you.
You know, Jim, I know the area well. I have relatives live in the area. We're all, you know, been on this like everyone. And my concern now is obviously the concern of authorities and anyone who wants some at least start of a closure to get the arrest and capture this the suspect. But he knows that area very, very well, and it looks like he may have planned this a little more than we might have expected or wanted. He could literally be anywhere, and even in the area, he could be hard to find. If he's in an area with preserves and food and things that could last a while, if he's not using a credit card, not using a cell phone, until he makes a mistake, this may be a protracted manhunt. Is that what you're sensing or not?
Well, I mean, it's absolutely something that, we could be seeing, Jack. You're absolutely right. I mean, in terms of information, we haven't got a whole lot. I mean, I'm sure you saw last night in nearby Bowdoin, there was the FBI was outside of a home connected to Robert Card, and it turned up nothing. So, like you mentioned, we're back to square one. I've been saying that all morning in my live reports that I've been doing all over the place here. We are back to square one. In fact, we're still waiting to hear from the Department of Public Safety or State Police or whichever entity is going to be holding the next briefing, just to get some information out to the public. Because I have a personal connection, much like you do, Jack. I'm a UMaine alum, went to the University of Maine in Orono. I have friends nearby here in Auburn. I have friends all over the place, all over the state of Maine.
Yeah.
And they're contacting me going, you're on the ground, what's going on? It's like, look, we're trying to do the best our can to get information from people, but there hasn't been a whole lot of solid leads here thus far on his whereabouts.
Jim, I talked to a person, a relative of ours who lives in the area. They said even things like yesterday, L.L. Bean, you know, in Freeport, you know, the colleges, Bates College, schools, doctor's office, shops, companies, pretty much were respecting that shelter in place because you don't know where this person could show up. Is that still the situation or the feeling there today? It's Friday, schools, businesses. Are they still pretty much people are trying to stay, you know, in their safe areas until they get some news?
It's absolutely right, Jack. The schools are canceled in Lewiston and Portland and the greater, Lewiston area around here. And it's funny you mentioned the businesses being closed because yesterday I was kind of stunned when I saw the Dunkin' closed. And I know there's a shelter-in-place advisory, but just something like going to get the cup of coffee in the morning, that was removed from society yesterday, and it's the same case today. There was one 7-Eleven in the downtown Lewiston area yesterday morning that was in up and running, and they had lines out the door throughout the whole morning. It's right outside of Central Maine Medical Center, CMMC, where we've been, where the media staging area has been. I've been kind of floating around all over the place. And that 7-Eleven, by the way, now closed this morning. And some people in the neighborhood were saying, look, we were basically told this is such a crazy situation. Take a couple of days off heading into the weekend and just be with your friends and family and you know, relax and have a mental health day.
Hey, Jim, I just want to ask you this because I've covered this for years and seen these similar situations as you have, Jim McKay. What is the area, you know, the Lewiston, Lisbon, where he apparently ditched a car near the boat ramp, and Bowdoin. But if you were now to leave the Lewiston area, do you feel like a police dragnet? And is there an area surrounding the area? If you were to leave the area, are they checking vehicles? You know, what do you feel on the police presence there?
Yesterday, I felt the presence more. I came up in the middle of the night from outside of Boston, and I saw a whole lot of Maine State Troopers all over the place, even once you started to get into Central Maine. In fact, at the Piscataqua River Bridge, they had a whole line of state police cruisers heading off into New Hampshire. You could tell just waiting to see if he was heading by SUV. But in terms of any sort of lockdown, I know people were saying that there's kind of a vibe here that is on a much smaller scale, but similar to what was going on in Boston with the marathon bombing. I wouldn't go that far, but there's certainly a presence out here. But in terms of stopping vehicles and things like that, I haven't really seen a whole lot of that.
And again, I saw the more people of I heard that yesterday in Portsmouth. There was a heavy police presence right at that Portsmouth Kittery area where you come into New Hampshire. And of course, I've heard other elite units are now joining the search. And what's scary, Jim, and I think this is probably unspoken, but people know it, is this is an individual, even with the mental health history, who has a trained background, who is probably not going to be easy to capture. And I think authorities are taking that heavily into their calculations. I mean, this is someone who's just, you know, not going to make a very careless mistake. He may, and let's hope he does, because I think people want his capture as soon as possible so he doesn't hurt or harm anyone else in the public or law enforcement trying to get him, right?
Yeah, and again, he was in possession of a boat, and he dumped his car at the boatyard in Lisbon. And, you know, could he have used that boat, gone up some river, ditched it? Is he even up further than they, you know, may have noticed? I mean, these are all theories, of course. But, yeah, it's a good point, Jack. I mean, someone can, you know, still have some mental health problems, but also still be, you know, sharp and calculated. And if someone who is, you know, clearly he had a background of being in the outdoors and in the Army Reserves, you do, it makes you wonder. And again, we haven't got a whole lot of information from right. law enforcement over the past 48 hours. So all of these questions, you know, people, you can call it speculation, but they're questions that need to be asked, and people have every right to ask them.
Oh, no, this is horrendous. This is unbelievable what happened. Jim McKay, excellent, excellent report. And I imagine, without getting ahead of ourselves or knowing too much about that world or having friends in it, the search warrants at the home may have produced some clothing. It may have produced some items, because these, I'm a big fan of the canines, whether it's in special operatives or law enforcement, and they probably have a bunch of canines working this because they're probably going to work that river to try and pick up a scent. So we'll see. Jim, excellent, excellent report. Be safe, be well. Jim McKay, thank you very much for joining us live. Good morning, New Hampshire, the Pulse of an H. We appreciate your time. Be well.
Anytime, Jack. Thank you.